It happened in December 2006 in San Diego, California, a football game between the Chargers and the Denver Broncos. What made this game extra special is what happened during it. Tomlinson, who is San Diego's favorite running back, received the ball as usual. The ball was handed off to him, and he took off towards the end zone. Just a 7-yard run, was able to get around the right-hand side and go in for the touchdown. And the 67,000 fans there just went crazy. Not because Tomlinson scored another touchdown, but because it was his 29th touchdown of that season, and it broke an NFL record. That was impressive all by itself, but perhaps what was more impressive is how Tomlinson reacted after he scored the touchdown. As soon as he got in the end zone, he stopped, and instead of celebrating and dancing like they often do, he called his entire offensive line into the end zone to join him. And when all the guys got in the end zone with him, then they celebrated. After the game, when the reporters were asking Tomlinson how it felt to break the record and on and on and on, he kept talking in plural pronouns. And here's a piece of what he said. "When we are old and can't play this game anymore, those are the moments that we are going to remember. Being able to tell our kids and tell our grandchildren. We made history today. And there's no better feeling than to share it with a group of guys in that locker room." His point he was making is very clear, and one we in the church need to hear. We need each other. We need each other. We need each other to fulfill what we're called to do, to accomplish things, to get along, to make it, to survive. We need each other. Running backs need offensive linemen. Baseball pitchers need infielders. Leaders need advisors. Pastors need church members. Children need parents. We need each other. Our vision statement starts out with the words, "Together we will." Together we will. Not as individuals, not as loners, not as hermits, but together we will. I looked up the word "together" in my Bible concordance, and I counted all the times, all the verses that have the word "together." I counted 481 verses in the Bible that use the word "together." Together. In our scripture lesson, Paul uses the human body to illustrate this relationship, this togetherness. We find it in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and that's our scripture for today. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and we'll start with verse 12. The body is a unit. Although it's made up of many parts, and though all its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ. For we're all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free. And we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Now the body is not made up of one part, but of many. If the foot should say, "Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body," it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. And if the ear should say, "Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body," it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has arranged the parts in the body, every one of them, just as He wanted them to be. If they are all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. And then verse 27. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. As members of the body of Christ, God lives in every believer. His presence links us together. And Paul makes it clear that we need each other. We cannot survive, we cannot function without each other. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 21. It says, "The eye cannot say to the hand, 'I don't need you.' And the head cannot say to the feet, 'I don't need you.' On the contrary, each part is of great value and necessary for the body to function." We need each other. Second, we must honor each other. Paul points out that honor prevents division in the body. Apparently, some of the Corinthians were using their spiritual gifts, and some of them had developed the attitude that my gift's better than yours. My gift is more important than yours. My gift accomplishes more than yours, so that makes me better than you. And that's not true. And Paul's trying to point that out, I think, in this scripture, that every gift has value, every gift has the same value, just like every person has the same value. There aren't better people and, you know, lesser people in the church. It's not how God looks at us. He looks at us the same. He looks at us the same. Regardless of a man or a woman's spiritual gifts, or maybe what race you are, or what church you belong to, or your economic position in life, we need to honor one another. Another word for honor is respect. We need to respect one another. Romans 12:10, a wonderful verse, interesting verse, where Paul says, honor one another above yourselves. Honor one another above yourselves. When Charles Evan Hughes was appointed Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, he had to move to Washington, and he transferred his membership, church membership, to a Baptist church in the city. His father had been a Baptist minister, and Charles Evan Hughes was a Christian. Now, it's custom in this Baptist church in the city to have all the new members come forward during a Sunday morning worship service so the folks could meet them. So once you do that, and we've done that too, but imagine that you're in a big city church and the time comes and the pastor invites all the new members to come forward. And one by one, they're coming down the aisle and they're lining up in front of the church so they can be introduced to everybody. And the first person he calls out by name, his name is Ah Sing. Ah Sing is from China. Ah Sing moved from San Francisco to Washington. Ah Sing ran, as was common in those days, a laundromat. And he started a new laundromat there, laundry service in Washington. Pastor called him up and he went over and stood on the side. The pastor called up 12 more new members to come up front. And Ah Sing was on this side and all 12 went to that side. And left Ah Sing standing here all by himself. Then he called up the Chief Justice. And of course, they knew he was coming up. And it's like they left a spot for him, you know, right in the middle. Like a place of honor or something, right in the middle, just for him. Because he was important. But amazingly to everybody, when Chief Justice Hughes was called forward, he came up, he got to the front, and he went and stood by Ah Sing. Because I think he knew. It's the body of Christ. You don't have important people in the body and less important people. We're all equal. And he wanted to show that. A Chief Justice of the Supreme Court stood by a lonely, poor, not important guy who does laundry for a living. And by doing that, he honored Ah Sing. He respected him. And Paul's saying to you and I, that's what the church is about. And that's what we're supposed to do. Honor one another. Respect one another. And then I think, too, he wants us, of course, to care for each other. In the same scripture, verse 26, chapter 12, verse 26, he says, if one part suffers, every part suffers. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Think of the last time you have smashed your finger with a hammer. I'm sure that's something you don't forget. Remember the time I did it? Oh, man. First thing that happens, your mouth opens up. And your lungs fill up, or try to fill. And your vocal cords get in the act. And you let out a scream. And your arms start shaking like crazy because you're shaking that finger just got hit. And at the same time, your feet start moving, you start dancing around in a circle. And while that's happening, every part of your brain is working and assessing the damage. And you think about it, every part of your body acted to help you cope with the pain. Every part of your body reacts. It was a total body experience. Paul says that's the way it's supposed to be in the church. It's a total church experience. When somebody hurts, you all hurt. When somebody's happy, you're all happy. It's why we have a prayer chain. It's why we have a Good Samaritan fund. It's why we participate in meat canning. It's why we go to Arizona and to New Orleans. It's why some volunteer with Habitat for Humanity. It's why some join the fire company or their ambulance to serve their community. It's why we volunteer with Pregnancy Care Center. It's how we love each other. It's how we care for each other. As parts of the body of Christ, we need each other. We must honor each other, and we must care for each other. That's what being a part of the body is all about. And it's how we build and maintain relationships. Because relationships are vital. They are vital. We have a vision statement which answers the question, what? What does God want us to do? Well, he wants us to passionately pursue and demonstrate the transforming life of Christ. But there's another question. And this question I've had and others have had, what's the how question? How do you do that? That's what we're supposed to do, but how do you do it? How does God want us to accomplish our vision? And your leadership thinks it's through relationships. How do you get that done? Through relationships. To me, the answer is a how question. I like to think of it this way. Together, we will passionately pursue and demonstrate the transforming life of Christ through relationships. That's why we had you sit someplace different today. To sit by somebody else, to shake somebody else's hand, to build relationships with somebody new today. And we want to challenge you to do that every Sunday. Find somebody else. You see them in Wise Market. Take the extra effort to walk up and say, hello. I'm not sure I know your name, but I've seen you in church. What's your name? And share. Because we're a family. And it's relationships that are so important to us. And it's not just ones we have with each other, but it's relationships we have with non-believers as well. And of course, ultimately, it's the relationship that we have with Jesus Christ. We need each other, we must honor each other, and we must care for each other. Let's pray. Father, you are truly incredible. You are truly awesome, and we worship you this day. Lord, may we remember the importance of relationships. May we reach out to one another intentionally. May we care about each other intentionally. May we work together intentionally. And may we reach out to others who don't have this same relationship. They're not linked through the power of the Holy Spirit with us because they don't know you as Lord. May we reach out to them and share Christ and invite them into this relationship. Lord, we know we're not perfect at it. We're getting better. We make mistakes. Please forgive us. But we're trying. Lord, please empower us to try and try and try. Thank you, Father, so much that your son Jesus died on the cross so we could have that relationship with you. Thank you, Lord. Lord, may they truly know, the people around us and the people right here, may they know that we are Christians, Lord, by our love for each other. In your name, amen.